I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Is it the case that to make electronic medical records work, we have to introduce a third party, a scribe, to try and mediate patient complaints about what the electronic medical record is doing to their relationship with their doctors? Here's what I mean. If you talk to patients these days, they'll say, I went in, particularly on a primary care visit, and my doctor had his or her head stuck in a computer the whole time. I couldn't get them to look at me. I couldn't get them to pay attention to me. I drone on about my vital signs or my problems or my complaints or my health status, and the doctor, he or she, is bent over this data entry port, looking at a computer or sometimes staring into a handheld device, and they don't pay any attention to me. They're not looking at me. Certainly a crucial part of the ethics of doctor-patient relationships is to show respect to the patient. And in our culture, and in many cultures around the world, one way to show disrespect is not to look the person in the eye, not to address them directly, but to look away and be more fascinated, if you will, by your machine than you are by the patient. Now, in defense of doctors, they're told these electronic medical records are much more accurate. They can help guide taking a good history. They're going to remind you and cue you when you've skipped something or missed something. Everything from remember to ask about vaccination records to all sorts of questions about sex life and so on that you might not get into. They're all there on the form, and following it certainly helps improve the efficiency of the relationship. So doctors might say, yeah, I'd like to spend more time talking, and I'd like to spend more time informally chatting and looking at the patient, but I've got to do what's best in terms of being efficient, in terms of being accurate, and that means interacting with my machines as much as it does with the patient. Enter the scribe. In some practices, people have started to say, look, why don't we have someone to do the data entry? Why don't we bring someone in who can punch all this in while I'm talking to the patient as the doctor? Someone will be sitting in front of the machine and putting in the information that the patient is giving back. That way, we can both capture the best of the electronic medical record and preserve that intimacy, that trust of the doctor-patient relationship. My own view about this is, you've got to be kidding me. The whole point in part of the doctor-patient relationship moving to electronic medical record was to be efficient. Adding back a third party introduces opportunities for error. That scribe is not going to be punching in information in a way that they're able to pick up a mistake or may not realize if the patient has said something inconsistent in the way that the doctor would. Not to say the doctor can't monitor what's being said, but data entry just is another way, if you will, with a third party to introduce more mistakes and errors. I fully appreciate the need to spend time talking with the patient face-to-face. And I do think patients are right to say, I don't want to talk to the back of somebody's head. I want to talk to my doctor. But I think the answer isn't to add a third party. It's to fight hard to make sure that we put a little more time into the doctor-patient relationship, put a little more reimbursement into the doctor-patient relationship, use the machines to be efficient, but let's also start to compensate for what it is that people say they want, face-to-face contact with the doctor. A third party is a band-aid on a serious problem. We don't have enough time in medicine to really pay attention and listen carefully face-to-face with our patients. I think we ought to fix that and not go to the solution of introducing one more person along with a new machine into the doctor-patient relationship. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU Langone Medical Center. Thanks very much for watching.